Can I have all the little kids come up here? Can everyone stand? Ready? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine all the time, let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine all the time, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine all the time, let it shine. Won't let Satan it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan it out, I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan it out, I'm gonna let it shine all the time, let it shine. You say it, please. Being a lot. How many times have you sung or heard the little children sing, "This little light of mine"? Do you know where in the Bible this song is based? Do you know why this is important to all of us, no matter what age we are? In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, it states that, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives a light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good work and glorify your Father who is in heaven." The song, "This Little Light of Mine," is based on this passage. Jesus is teaching all the crowd, adult, teenagers, and children alike. As children, this was a fun song to sing. We held up our little lights and sang along in Bible class. As young people, we usually sang along with the congregation during VBS. But remember, Jesus was teaching all ages. As young people and adults, it is very important to let our light shine to the world. How do we let our light shine in today's world? I want to share with you a few ways that we need to let our light shine today. First of all, we need to remember that Jesus was referred to as our light. In 1 John 1:7, we read, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin." Jesus is our example to follow. He is our light. We need to be a light to the world so that we can come and learn about Jesus and God. How do we become a light? By living the way that Jesus would have us to live. By always setting a good example to our family, friends, church community, and the whole world around us. It's not always easy to be a light, especially in today's world. It's sometimes so much easier to go along with the crowd than to stand up and do what Jesus would want us to do. One day, we need to be a light
that it is through our speech. One way we need to be a light through our speech is through our communication. Always speak as though Jesus is listening in the crowd, because he is. Jesus hears all the words and thoughts we think. We should always use appropriate language and not be guilty of using bad or inappropriate words. In James 5:12, the Bible teaches, above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear. Not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no. Otherwise, you will be condemned. While this passage is actually about making oaths, it can be a reminder that we need to keep our language pure. And we need not to make rash statements or promises that are filled with swears. When our speech contains swears and inappropriate phrases and words, we are not setting a Christian-like example to those around us. In Ephesians 4:29, it says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building up others up according to their needs, that may benefit those who are listening." These passages clearly want us to use appropriate languages at all times. If we speak with others using foul languages or tell inappropriate jokes, we are not letting our life shine for Christ. We must also try to speak as Christ would. In this way, we are letting our light shine for Christ. Another way we let our light shine is through our actions. In 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9, Paul reminds the Christians, "Do you know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God?" We must always do what is right. We need to try to show that we are Christians in our school, work, and play. We must be a light on a candlestick that others can see and want to be like. Most of the people around us at school and work are not Christians, and we may be the only example of a Christian that they see. That means we should always be a good example to them and the world around us. Remember, it's not for the glory or recognition, but it's for Christ. John 13:34-35 states, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Remember the golden rule, Matthew 7:12. "In everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. For this is the law and the prophets." If we show love and respect towards one another, whether it's family, friends, or others, we show that Christ is in us and our light shines for Christ. The song goes on to say that we won't let Satan blow our light out. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, Paul tells the young preacher Timothy how to be strong against Satan. He says, "You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." He tells Timothy to keep reminding God's people of these things and warn them against quarreling about words, to study God's word so that he can be a worker who does not need to be ashamed and can correctly handle the word of God. He tells Timothy to avoid godless character chatter, to flee evil desires, to pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call the Lord out to pure heart. So don't let Satan blow out your light, but study and use God's word for teaching and thoroughly battling Satan. Let your light shine for God and Christ and home, in your home and community. If there's anything we can do, whether it's prayer or encouragement, if you'd like to be baptized, please come up as we stand and sing.